Kenya's lakes are vital to the country's people, economy, and wildlife. A few are salt lakes, which sustain abundant marine and bird life. Among them, flamingos, endangered species of eagles and vultures, and cranes, as well as local industries. Lake Magadi provides more sodium carbonate used in cleaning products, food production, and glass manufacturing than anywhere else in Africa. Other Kenyan lakes, Turkana, Baringo, and Naivasha, are fresh water and support the roughly 1 million people who live near them. Water from Lake Naivasha supports most of Kenya's flower industry. Kenya is the third largest exporter of cut flowers in the world, and 70% of these flowers go to Europe. Over the past decade, as these lakes have risen, they have become a source of alarm rather than pride. Hundreds of thousands of people have been displaced from their homes, and this seems to be just the start of the disaster. A recent UN report about Lake Turkana declared that flooding, which was until recently considered a rare event, is likely to become more regular, unless adaptation measures are put in place. Last year, I spent a few weeks traveling across Kenya to see the rising lakes for myself. From Kenya's capital, Nairobi, I first drove northwest to Nakuru. 100 miles from Nairobi, descending steep escarpments into the Rift Valley. Then I drove 60 miles north to Marigat, the nearest big town to Lake Baringo and Lake Bogoria, where Oniwere had begun his research. On my first day in town, I met George Okeo, the ranking education official in the area. Okeo settled into his plush, leather office chair and began to speak. The rapid expansion of Lake Baringo had started in December 2019, he told me. Baringo is a desert area, but for about 3 months until March 2020, there had been heavy downpours. Residents of the area expected that when the rain stopped, the lake would retreat. Instead, it kept rising. In March 2020, as COVID spread, schools across the country closed. When they reopened 7 months later, 11 schools in Marigat had been completely submerged by the lake. In one school, from their desks, the students could see hippos frolicking. Okeo told me that crocodiles had killed 2 children who had been playing at one of the schools before they reopened. To deter these animals, thorny, poisonous methinge trees were planted to serve as walls. But there were multiple news stories of other crocodile and hippo attacks in the area.